And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
3 months suspects get a 6 months jail term for prison break. In African news, Ghanaians demand updates on helicopter crash investigation. Present the lunchtime news. My name is Blessed Chua. The Mwanza Magistrate Court has sentenced three men to 6 months imprisonment with hard labor for escaping lawful custody. Appearing before Magistrate Fred Mwangala was Chiwe Musa, 34, Kennedy Seya, 45, and Wisdom Chola, 33, all of Mwanza District. The trio was charged with escaping a lawful custody contrary to Section 119, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia. Facts before court were that on 28th July 2025, the trio, while in police custody at Mwanza Police Station, broke out of the police cells where they had been detained for various offences pending court appearances. Following the escape from lawful custody, a manhunt was launched, resulting in the rearrest of the trio. Substantively, Musa is facing one count of vandalizing Zesco cables, while Seya and Chola are facing one count each of burglary and theft, respectively. Meanwhile, a 34-year-old man of Kashiba Chiefdom has been sentenced to 9 months imprisonment for assault, causing bodily harm contrary to Section 248 of the Penal Code, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia. Derek Chulu beat up a 67-year-old Joyce Mwansa using kicks after the two had a disagreement. Mwansa sustained a swollen left shoulder and general body pains. In passing judgment, Mwansa magistrate Fred Mwangala described the behavior by Chulu as unacceptable, saying he needed to be punished for beating an elderly woman. Renovations have commenced at Momboshi Health Post in Mukushi District, which had its roof blown off during the rainy season in December last year. Zona Representative Mashaka Muyaba and Chief Advisor Mafute Chansa commended the government for prioritizing the rehabilitation of the health facility through the Constituency Development Fund CDF disaster component. The two local leaders further encouraged the government to continue rolling out development initiatives in Momboshi and surrounding areas, noting that access to quality services is key to improving livelihoods. They have expressed hope that once completed, the renovated facility will enhance service delivery.
Ngakumomboshi zone kubwa kliniki ababomfi babo bale bombanga nshi apapena tepa kuleka mwe babuteko
ndi pamakasa eno mwe buteko bafyo mwa amfile kweva tipo nokumomboshi mu batu mwinine twa kwete disaster ya kupimbula mutenge twa totera pafyo mwa asukile ukupitira mwe ofisi ya ba kanso ifi mwe buteko epata dipa kuleka fetu libana benu kabiri abantu benu abo ngaalira muri abasyasha bakubona kutira abane tubali loku kanchumfwe.
Kitaland Alliance coordinator Felix Ejiboya has urged Commission of Land Shadrack Mbewe to take decisive action in addressing land administration issues and encroachments in the country. Speaking in an interview with Company Radio News, Mr. Ejiboya says the task ahead for the new Commission of Lands is complex and requires a high level of commitment and proactivity. Mr. Ejiboya noted that the involvement of influential individuals and potential political interests would make the task even more challenging. He emphasized the need for Commissioner Mbewe to be willing to make sacrifices and work tirelessly to investigate and correct wrongdoings. The Kitwa Land Alliance coordinator expressed her eagerness to see tangible results and actions are taken on the ground rather than just promises or announcements. Recently, President Haga Ndehichilema tasked the newly sworn-in Commission of Lands, Shadrack Mbewe, with cleaning up the Ministry of Lands and ensuring land is accessible to all Zambians.
It's a very, very big task, I feel for you. But I think for the president, that's a very positive direction. Although the Commission of Land, the gentleman has got a very big task in terms of prevention and correcting the already messed up land administration or land encroachment all over the country. Unfortunately, I think he has to do a lot. He has to sacrifice himself. He has to commit himself. He has to be on top of things.
The Informal Economy Consortium of Zambia, ICZ, says the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, has made a significant impact in Kaputa, empowering 300 marketeers with grants of 200 kwacha each, totaling 600,000 kwacha. Speaking in an interview with Common Radio News, IECZ coordinator Aston Sakala says this initiative led by Minister of Sports, Youths, who is also Kaputa Member of Parliament, Elvis Nkandu, demonstrates the potential of CDF to drive economic growth and improve livelihoods. Mr. Sakala says that the grant has enabled marketeers to boost their businesses without the burden of repayment, allowing them to invest in their ventures and improve their economic stability. He adds that the CDF grants have also stimulated economic growth, created jobs, and